there you go. Slide and arch and kick and swing and suspend and developpe.
We're at a rehearsal in the Woodfin studio of the Asheville Ballet. The lighting is dim as three people move to the music, the man and woman on the black marley floor, and watching from several feet away, 76-year-old Anne Dunn. She's seated on a chair with wheels, moving her arms to the choreography she set on her two student dancers.
Now, here we go. Boom, 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 boom. Uh-oh. That was too fast.
The following day, from her home in North Asheville, Dunn said she would have been on her feet during the rehearsal if she weren't still recovering from a hip replacement, her second.
I healed faster the first time, and I was back teaching in person at UNC Asheville in 3 weeks after the hip replacement. The other thing is COVID. I've been sitting in this chair teaching through Zoom to my students at UNCA for 2.5 years, so being immobile during that time, I think, had an impact on slowing the healing process a little bit.
Dunn's in her 26th year of teaching humanities courses at the university. She choreographed two pieces for the upcoming performance of her company, the Asheville Ballet.
When I was in the very early days of choreography, I would make movement on myself and then transpose it to other dancers. But now I'm much more interested in making movement specific to the dancers that I'm working with. It's very much richer. I mean, as you mature as an artist, you want to deepen your relationship with the art form.
Dunn grew up immersed in the arts and attended New York University while studying on a full scholarship at the New York City Ballet. As an early adult, she was resolute about carving a life filled with dance, children, and education. Dunn has also written 4 books of poetry. In making work for the upcoming Asheville Ballet program, Dunn drew inspiration from 2 artists, sculptor Leo Amino and dancer and textile artist Elizabeth Janerjohn, both with ties to Black Mountain College.
I've tried to create a kind of a meditation on opacity and transparency. And from a personal point of view, and whether the audience gets this or not, it doesn't make any difference at all. I was thinking when I made the dance about the ways we present ourselves, the surface self that we present, and then the hidden self that often even we don't see.
Dunn said the grand, large-scale works that were once so central to Asheville Ballet programs no longer hold much interest for her.
If I have to do 2 Tchaikovsky pieces in 1 year, I think I'm going to lose my mind. It's not creative to restage Swan Lake. I like pushing my boundaries.
Take your time here, Eden. And then the ripple, 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 grab. And up. And out. And around. And hug and back and up.
Pushing her boundaries also extends to Dunn's approach to curating her programs.
Whether I'm choreographing or not myself, as long as I can produce other people's work and make that possible for them, that's really cool. So, I mean, it's not like you give up something and you go do something else. It's the way life sort of morphs along from one thing into another or expands.
The Asheville Ballet produces its annual rendition of The Nutcracker in December and a spring program next May at the Wortham Center for the Performing Arts. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.